I was the only meteorologist here, the only one doing weather on WILL. And I work Monday through Friday and then storms as needed.
Besides just saying, here's the forecast, what did you find it was important to tell people?
Well, it was putting the weather in context, what was causing the weather, what was coming in. And we were covering more than half of Illinois and half of Indiana. And at that point, there was a focus on the whole region, not just the Champaign-Urbana area. So there was a lot of focus on that. And of course, agriculture, still a big industry around here. A lot of interest with that. Weather is a big part of their livelihood.
Besides the stuff that you did every day, I remember hearing you so many times coming in whenever there was a weather warning going out there and coming in at off hours when there was some sort of severe weather in the region to talk about it.
Yeah, I felt the duty to come in when there were hazardous storms, especially tornado outbreaks or big winter storms, blizzards, ice storms, things of that nature. And the most memorable night was the tornado outbreak on April 19th of 1996. That was a big one for us. Pretty strong tornadoes. One went through Decatur. The most memorable one for us is southeast Urbana, down around the Eagle Ridge subdivision. That was hit hard, and then Ogden was hit hard as well that night.
And so you were on the air for that one?
Yes, yes. We have no recording of it, but yes, I was on the air that night. And in fact, after the tornado hit, our news director, Alex Ashlock, handed me the bag phone at the time. He said, well, your job is done here. Take the car, go out and find the damage. And then I was reporting in from the damage scene.
One thing that a lot of people still remember here is the regular feature you did, I think, every Friday called Talk to Ed, where people could phone in asking you weather questions and forecast questions.
I took that over when I came to WILL and did that on Friday mornings throughout my 23 years.
And often people would be asking, I'm going to New York next week. What's the weather going to be like? And it would be up to you to figure out a forecast for that region pretty quickly.
Yeah. So in my earlier days, I'd have a stack of maps and I'd be looking through paper maps right in the studio and coming up with the forecast. And in the later years, you know, I could just do some searching online to bring up maps quicker and get some more details. So again, I was trying to do something more than what you would just get off a weather app, just using my judgment and training to give the best possible forecast there.
If you do the weather on TV and radio, a lot of people suddenly know who you are. Did you experience that yourself? Just people who know that you're Ed Kieser, the guy giving the weather on WILL?
Yeah, you know, it's strange. I am not broadcasting now, and I live in Columbus, Ohio, so nobody knows who I am. But I come back to Champaign-Urbana, and there's still people that to this day that know who I am. And it's kind of strange that, like, wow, it's been a long time now. But people feel like they know you. And, you know, that's one of the things I really loved about radio. There is that connection with the audience that's there, and it made it great. And I do miss it. It was a lot of fun, and I felt like it was a position that provided value to a lot of people. And, you know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to do that over the years.